It is Monday morning, and each Monday morning we like to talk with NHPR's political reporter, Josh Rogers, for The Political Front. Find out what's happening in politics here in Concord. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the shutdown is behind us. New Hampshire's two senators, Republicans Kelly Ayotte and Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, both helping the deal along, and both got some attention for doing so. Let's start with Ayotte first. Was her move surprising to you?
Well, perhaps a bit less so to watchers here in New Hampshire than to some in the D.C. press. There's no doubt Kelly Ayotte worked hard to establish herself in Washington as a full-spectrum conservative with activists and with moneyed interest groups since her arrival there in 2010. But it also would have been unlike her temperamentally to back anything that would have led to a protracted government shutdown. She saw no end game in that, as she said repeatedly since. What was surprising, perhaps, is the degree to which she became a major Senate Republican critic of those in her party who felt the shutdown was the best course, even after it was really quite obvious that the president and Democrats weren't going to budge on delaying or defunding Obamacare.
Is it clear how much it was a political calculation for her?
Well, I mean, everything's a political calculation with everybody in Congress. But, you know, it's hard to say to what degree for Ayotte on this one. She doesn't face re-election until 2016, but it's also true that every member of Congress from New England supported this final deal, with Ayotte and Susan Collins of Maine being the only Republicans. At the same time, there's been talk of that Kelly Ayotte's stance on the shutdown was informed by the rough treatment she received when she opposed the post-Newtown, Connecticut gun control legislation backed by the president. I think Kelly would deny that, of course, and who really knows, though both stances on that gun bill and on the deal to end the shutdown are what Senate Republican leadership backed. Her position on the shutdown just wasn't what the so-called Tea Party backed.
Right. Yeah. Now Jeanne Shaheen also got some attention for pushing things along. She was hosting a pivotal pizza party for female senators from both parties.
Yeah, well, yes, and, you know, it's hard to know how pivotal that pizza party was. Yeah. Wine and salad were also apparently on the menu. But the get-together does speak to what's made Jeanne Shaheen an effective politician over the years, and that's the ability to build relationships across the aisle to reach agreement. That's what she did in the state Senate and, you know, much of the time as governor. And there are Washington examples, too, on energy and budgeting legislation. It's a style that's made Jeanne Shaheen durable, if not exactly flashy.
Okay, and speaking of that, Federal Election Commission reports are out, and they're showing Jeanne Shaheen is she's looking relatively flush. She's got $2.8 million right now in the bank.
Well, yes, and in the age of big spending political action committees and super PACs, a candidate's own personal campaign coffers may mean less than they used to, but that's definitely a decent number, particularly given that Shaheen's a heavy favorite against the main declared GOP candidates. That would be former state senator Jim Rubins and conservative activist Karen Testerman. Karen Testerman didn't file an FEC report, and Jim Rubins' report shows he's got $261,000 on hand since he declared earlier this fall, but $253,000 of that is from his own bank account. You know, we're still a year away from Election Day, obviously, and this field may and probably will grow.
Yeah, the numbers are going to go up. Let's turn to the State House for a minute. Lawmakers returning to Concord next month to take up Medicaid expansion, and various committees are also finalizing recommendations on bills held in committee. So what's up this week?
Well, several bills lawmakers retained will be up for committee votes. One interesting one to look at will be a Senate-backed bill eliminating a toll ramp from the Everett Turnpike at a Merrimack exit. This issue is a longstanding one for travelers in that area, and it's been an uphill fight for years, led lately by former State Senate President Peter Bragdon. The House is worried about the lost revenue eliminating that toll booth would entail. So a small pile of other bills are also being picked over that are going to be taken up later this year.
Could any of these or other topics maybe emerge when lawmakers are heading back in a special session on Medicaid?
Not likely, it seems. In Governor Haslam's proclamation calling a special session, she said she intended the agenda to be limited to Medicaid expansion. Lawmakers could, in theory, take up more than Medicaid, but I've not heard anything to suggest that House and Senate leaders want to. The special session is going to run from November 7th to the 21st. The rules for that session are going to be set on the 7th, and there's going to be a joint House-Senate public hearing on the Medicaid expansion proposal on the 12th. They then have about a week to vote it up or vote it down.
And you'll have much more on that, I'm sure, as it happens. Thanks, Josh.
Indeed, Rick. You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for The Political Front to look at New Hampshire politics. And you can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.